Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Ended yesterday, finito, with Spain defeating Argentina 1-0 on the pitch, in the footy. The Spain-Argentina final was like a reverse Super Bowl, where the players spoke Spanish and the halftime show was in English.
That's pretty good, Jon Stewart, last night.
They had Madonna and Justin Bieber, and for some reason, the Muppets. Holy is that the count? You got all the Muppets to choose from. Why in God's name would you make the vampire work during the day?
So cruel, that's not right.
Not only is it the bright glare of the afternoon sun, but for most of the game, the score was 0-0. You're taunting this poor I sat in traffic for 1, 2, 3 hours. For this, I'm burning alive.
My favorite part of the, I mean, the vampire during the day is funny, but my favorite part is the 0-0 score. So the count has nothing to do the whole time. 6:12 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We are, of course, paying attention to Tropical Storm Bertha. Alan Strom gave a good update last night. You heard some of the 4 a.m. update from the Mobile, but, you know, it was. I thought it was actually fairly informative last night what Alan Strom was saying about all this.
I will say, too, that when we did see it move from Tropical Depression 2 to Tropical Storm Bertha, there wasn't that much of a change, and it doesn't look that much different on our imagery as well, but that's basically going from 35 miles per hour to 40 miles per hour.
Now, since then, overnight, it's gone up to 50, but it's not really expected to get much stronger than that throughout the day today as it sort of bends north and then, or bends west and then towards Louisiana, basically.
So the movement on it here with this latest advisory is saying that it's not moving at all. It says stationary, so it's a slow mover. And we had that scenario with Sally, and that's
part of the
issue and the problem with forecasting it. So we never want to, like, turn our back on this. We'll just keep watching it. But we do anticipate that this will just continue as a tropical storm and never actually become a hurricane. I mean, it's taking on some wind shear. It's basically getting kind of blown apart, and it's not looking that organized as you saw.
Yeah, I don't know why the audio glitched out there, but we'll continue on as a tropical storm, not likely to become a hurricane. Speaking of Sally, parents, do you know where your barges are? 6:13 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Sorry, too soon.
Watch for Northwest Florida is still in place. That is a tropical storm watch. They did not upgrade that to a warning. However, for the folks in Baldwin and Mobile counties and where you see these blue areas, that has been upgraded to a tropical storm warning, meaning that tropical storm conditions are going to be possible here within this portion of the northern Gulf Coast. So that's a bit of a change there.
You know, on the Ukraine map, because if you look, it's yellow for what, the tropical storm warning, and blue for the tropical storm watch. I forget which way it goes, but it's the Ukraine map of danger from storms. We in Florida we're not under a tropical storm warning, which I feel like every time I have to explain this because I'm even reminding myself of this. A watch is a, maybe it's coming, keep on the lookout. A warning is, oh my God, it's almost here, but not quite. You know, like, it's just, it's a stupid, terrible system that's hard to remember which way it works. But the peak storm surge forecast for our area is possibly up to 3 feet, 1 to 2 feet, and 2 to 4 feet over around Alabama, Mississippi, and then over around the eastern edge of Louisiana out into the Gulf. So, you know, they closed Fort Pickens yesterday and abundance of caution. I don't think it's likely to have the kind of effects. It would overwash the road. It doesn't seem likely to have those kind of effects. But as everybody's saying, you just never do know for sure, and that's kind of why we watch these things. 437-1620. There was something else I was going to tell you, and I just can't think of it. Oh, well, if it's good, it'll come back to me. Alex Johnson, beach lifeguard, one of the chiefs at the beach, talking about the surf conditions.
Be strong surf.
This is on Channel 3 last night.
Heavy, strong surf and strong rip currents are definitely going to pose hazards to anyone going near the water, and we expect to be flying double red flags as we go into tomorrow and into Wednesday, so we'll be keeping all swimmers out of the water.
That makes sense. Eric Gilmore, Director of Public Safety in Escambia County.
Here's the thing. We all know what Sally did. We kind of lingered out there, had no steering currents, and the next thing that we were getting it. So we just want to make sure that we're not making any last-minute decisions just in case something goes sideways.
Yeah, of course, right? And it's a little bit of that memory of what happened during Sally and a little bit of an unexpectedness. And there's, you know, I haven't been here my whole life. I've only been here for about 12 and a half years. But you start to, I get why people don't like storm reporting, because anytime there's storm reporting, there tends to be a sensationalistic aspect to it. Like, oh my God, there's a storm coming. And, you know, after a while, you know, well, you know, yeah, and the last 40 of them. But you got to pay attention, because then there's that one, you know, and that's the one that got you, right? Sally was not supposed to be what it was. And it wasn't the end of the world apocalyptic kind of storm, but it was pretty bad for an awful lot of people, and certainly a very significant amount of damage and an inconvenience to everybody for a long time because of what happened with the bridge. And we know the story. But that's kind of why I feel like you ought to pay attention. Don't freak out. It's not time to go make a run on the water and the toilet paper and the gas, but, you know, just be ready. Okay, you know, have a plan, know what you're doing, have enough food and water and all the stuff, and be prepared for a week in case something happens and you get isolated from everybody else, because, you know, weird things happen. The flood of 2014, it wasn't a hurricane, it wasn't a tropical storm, it was just a, you know, really bad rainstorm that happened overnight. The tornadoes that hit in 2016, like, who was expecting that? Well, nobody. Well, for a few people, for a lot of people, you know, they were out roofs and some places were out homes, and you need to be prepared just in case, because bad things can happen anytime. Again, Eric Gilmore.
We don't know where it's going to flood at. We don't know where it's going to flood at. It's not going to be a widespread flooding event. It's going to be isolated. So those people in those low-lying areas, you know, they can take advantage of the sand that we have out there just in case.
Yeah, because, you know, you just don't know. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, I do have a suggested rephrase of terminology for you in just a second. Candy has traffic on the fives.
ECUA making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app. It's available to download now. You can pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. And as far as our roads go, we are watching a couple of accidents this morning, although it doesn't appear to be a roadblock. One is 9 Mile and Beulah Road in Pensacola. No roadblock. And then Pine Forest and Godwin showing an accident this morning, but no roadblock. Look for emergency crews on scene. 437-1620 if you see that accident or slowdown. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know me, I'm always trying to tinker with things and improve them and make them a little bit better. One thing is just to briefly go back to that whole issue of a tropical storm warning versus the tropical storm watch terminology, which is terrible. The difference between a watch and a warning is terrible. It's not clear. It's hard to remember. It's not even in alphabetical order. It's not like it gets worse the higher the letters get. Anyway, you know, R versus T. Sorry, this nerd in my head. But I will say one thing that I realized I was misperceiving, and so I suspect other people misperceive it too, is that whole business of being under a watch versus a warning does not actually change the intensity of the event risk. It changes the likelihood of having that intensity. Not to, you know, mince words at all, but parse words, but a tropical storm affecting the area will have a certain level of results. The warning versus watch is not the level of results if there's a storm. It's whether there will be those kind of results at all, if that makes sense to you. And so there's a tendency to look at it like a warning is really worse than a watch. It's only worse in the sense of probability. The intensity of the thing, if the thing happens, is actually kind of the same. All right, too much math on the radio. I know I did budgets in the 5 o'clock hour, but I know my own perception of it is, oh, Baldwin County's got a warning. That's worse. Well, not really. It's just more of a percentages issue. Okay, so I said I had a terminology improvement. Candy, you ready? I'm going to see if I can get your approval. You've been in Pensacola for 20 years? How long?
25, 27. Okay. 27 years.
Okay. TK and then
TK 101 and Cat Country and News Radio.
Station, so still on Cat Country every once in a while. Last week.
Yeah. I do their news at 5 a.m. in case David's not here.
So.
Which he always is. It's fine.
I have a terminology improvement. You ready?
Yeah.
Instead of, I don't like the term tropical depression, tropical storm. I think those are like, again, trying to remember which one is which, you know,
I hear
if you're
you.
Not from
it
here.
It's weird.
Which one's important. My recommendation is instead of calling them tropical storms, we should call them slowicanes.
I'm out.
Well, you know, in contrast with hurricanes. All right. Tip your waiters and waitresses. I'll be here all week. 437. I'm sorry. I'm all about making things digestible to the average person. So that's my terminology change. Slowicanes and hurricanes. 620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There's if you could see the collective effects of thousands of people in sync with each other just shaking their heads in disappointment in their cars, That's what the Pensacola area looks like right now. I'm so sorry.
Just heard a huge groan.
That's right. if we could hear them, that's what it would be. It would be just the collective groaning of the listening audience. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are a year to 3 or 4 years young, 10 to 20 or 30,000 miles. They warranty everything to 100,000 miles or 10 years included. And, you know, when I went, basically we were trying to test drive a car. We knew what we thought we wanted to replace our old Grand Caravan with when it was going. It was a head gasket was going, but it wasn't gone. We probably figured we had 6 months. So we do the smart thing. You shop ahead. You know what you want to buy. And then when time comes in, you're not stressed about picking which one and finding the one. I mean, just all the things, okay? And it's because, you know, when a car goes wrong, that's like time to act. And, you know, you want to be as prepared as you possibly can be. Well, we had a hard time finding one to test drive just because the way Hondas and pre-owned certifieds work. So we found one at Frontier. We called it our unicorn because, you know, it was the right color. It was the right trim. It was, you know, all of the things we wanted and the right miles and everything. But we weren't ready to buy a car. Well, they gave us the price, and I'm like, oh, well, that is a good price. Can you come down? They said, yes. I said, can you give us a day? And they're like, yeah. And I said, came back the next day. I said, can you come down a little bit more? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, can we buy it? I mean, like, it was that easy. That's how we bought a car because it was so obvious we couldn't not do it. And I immediately came back to my sales manager. I'm like, God, these people are great to work with. Can I advertise for them? He's like, sure. So anyway, I have been talking about them ever since because we just had a great experience. The best, easiest car buying experience of my life. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says, call it a slowicane.
Summer is here and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Climb into the cockpit, grab the stick, and fly the number 4 slot position over Pensacola. All in the full-scale replica of the FA-18 Super Hornet cockpit, giving you 3 axis of motion and high-definition visuals that will make you feel like you're really flying with the Blue Angels. Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, President and CEO of the National Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You're cleared for takeoff in the only ride of its kind in the world. At the National Naval Aviation Museum, visit navalaviationmuseum.org and plan your visit today.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I would appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board District 3.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know, sometimes you want answers.
Sometimes you just want something upbeat.
Either way, Meg's got you covered. Pet Talk, weekdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
And all the Gen X kids said, what? Broken down kitchen top of the stairs? Can I mix in with your affairs? I mean, it's not from this song, but, you know, it's from the album. 625 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Ah, here we go. Come on now.
Check you out. Let me go on like a blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one.
You needed that today. Come on, you know you needed it. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. Will he or won't he sing? What's the over-under? David?
Under.
Under. Okay.
Hey, federal judge in San Francisco, signing off on Anthropic's agreement to pay a $1.5 billion settlement to authors and book publishers who sued over copyright infringement. That's believed to be the largest class action settlement in the history of U.S. copyright law. Darlene Graham now throwing her hat in the ring, announcing a bid to become a full-term senator in South Carolina.
I didn't think of her as a hat wearer, personally.
She tells Fox News she is planning now to run for the seat, which she was appointed to after the death of her brother.
They're not all winners. I mean, you know, it's like Louis Pasteur said, the way you have good ideas, you have a lot of ideas. The way you have good jokes, you have a lot of jokes. Well, I have a lot of jokes.
That's good.
Go on, David.
A lot is better than none. Tropical Storm Bertha, of course, we're watching that, moving closer to the Gulf Coast. Latest update has that heading towards Louisiana with winds at 50 miles per hour.
I love the great shade. Well, you do have a lot of jokes.
All are full of jokes today.
Yeah, sure we are. 626 on News Radio 92.3. And I think probably my all-time favorite quote from David Wayne.
And you want a Marconi.
Sure did. I hide it well. 627 News Radio 92.3. Words most popular searched in 2026. The most popular words that got searched in 2026. The list comes out from, you know, whoever the authorities are on these things. It doesn't really matter who says it. The story is more entertaining than who came out with it. This is dictionary.com. They actually did this. This is my favorite website, unscrambler.com.
Unscrambler?
Unscrambler.com. Yeah, I've never heard of these people. So anyway, they did an analysis from Google search data from January 1st through January 7th of this year, July 7th of this year. So the first 6 months and 6 days. I don't know why they picked that parameter, but they did. The top words that were searched by us were things like propaganda, republic, socialism. Gosh, why? Equity, justice, bias, and democracy. Fascism, empathy, and integrity. Number two was love. Now, I do not understand
who's looking at.
Yeah, like,
oh, dirty stuff.
Dear Google, what does love mean? And Google, you know, Jed, what is Google's Claude? Is that what's the one that Google runs? What's their like Anthropic?
Oh, I forget the name of the Google one.
It's going to answer you back. I don't know. What's love got to do with it? You know, like, I don't know. No, so who searches love on the internet? It's a weird one. Okay, but the number one word searched more than any other search, about 287,000 monthly searches on average. Love was at 275, was gaslighting. Which is a term that I can understand if people aren't familiar with it or they didn't watch the movie or both, you know, that they don't know what that means. And so they look it up. And, you know, what I kind of love is if Google's answer for that was, oh, it's nothing. You're making too much out of it. But it's not. Sorry. It's not a word that anybody uses. 437-1620, 437-1620. I don't know if this is going to be a thing or not, but it did make its way into the SEC press conference, I guess, yesterday. I did not watch, but Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey said yesterday that there are people in the SEC, leaders of the league, who are frustrated over the changes that are messing up the football and sports industry, and they are having what he called, quote, real conversations about breaking away from the rest of college sports. That is like leaving the NCAA. They're real, Greg Sankey said Monday of talks with school presidents involved in the SEC, separating itself from the rest of the NCAA. Quote, they've opined about the frustrations that bring them to the point of saying, we should look at something significantly different. So, I don't know what that all means. You know, the SEC dominates in the championships and in football, obviously. In football's kind of weird now because it's really become, it's basically the Big Ten and the SEC are everything. I know, Notre Dame fans, nobody cares about you. Anyway, join a conference, man. All the other ones have kind of been sucked up into the SEC or the Big Ten. So we'll see. But just this is kind of like the early warning ripples of maybe big changes coming in college sports.
Pelosi, the U.S. conducting a 10th round of airstrikes. CENTCOM saying the goal is to degrade Iran's ability to continue to attack commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz.
U.S. Central Command released a statement saying since early May, CENTCOM forces have helped to facilitate the transit of approximately 900 commercial vessels and 450 million barrels of crude oil. They went on to say American forces remain postured and prepared to hold Iran accountable for unwarranted aggression towards civilian mariners.
That's Fox's Trey Yang's. Tropical Storm Bertha moving across the northern Gulf towards Texas.
Maximum sustained winds coming in at 50 miles per hour. The structure is still very ragged, and it's about 110 miles southwest of Panama. The intensity expected to stay in check. This is expected to remain a tropical storm as we have a couple of things that are going to hinder its development.
Fox Weather's Melanie Black. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio, 92.377 right now. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning, and we will get to our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, the system in the Gulf has a name, Tropical Storm Bertha. As of the 4 a.m. update from the National Weather Service in Mobile, Bertha had maximum sustained winds about 50 miles an hour, moving to the northwest at 5 miles an hour. Forecasters say that'll move across Alabama and northwest Florida Gulf waters tonight into Wednesday morning. Meteorologist Steve Miller with the National Weather Service in Mobile says our coast will not escape its effects, even with the storm passing offshore.
It was moving to the northwest at about 3 miles an hour, so it's just out there meandering around.
The National Weather Service does say the high risk of life-threatening rip currents and dangerous surf will continue through Thursday. Both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are also offering free sand as the storm moves slowly through the Gulf. Escambia County has sand available at 8 locations, including Bars Field, Brent Athletic Park, and the Equestrian Center on Mobile Highway. Santa Rosa County residents can find sand in Navarre, Gulf Breeze, Pace, and Milton. All locations are first come, first serve, open 24 hours, and residents have to bring their own bags and shovels. For all locations, check your county website, or we've got the locations posted on our website as well at newsradio923.com. Well, a stolen pickup truck led police on a chase, a high-speed chase, after Saturday's air show in Pensacola Beach. Deputies say 19-year-old Joan Vargas Rosario stole a truck from a friend and then hit several cars and pedestrians while weaving through traffic across the beach into Gulf Breeze. The chase ended when the truck crashed at Gulf Breeze Parkway and Daniel Circle, taking out a fire hydrant and a utility pole there. Vargas Rosario now faces multiple charges and is due in court on August 6th. Well, 50-year-old April Watson, a candidate for Jay's next town manager, was among several people arrested during a sex offender registry roundup in Santa Rosa County. Watson is a registered sex offender convicted in 2007 for having sex with students at Jay High School. Deputies say the sweeps target offenders who fail to update required personal information. Jay's mayor said it's too early to say how that arrest affects Watson's hiring process. Her bond has not yet been posted. Now, the Gulf Islands National Seashore has closed several areas ahead of the upcoming tropical storm, Bertha. Fort Pickens shut down yesterday, followed by Opal Beach and Johnson Beach. Pensacola plans to freeze hiring this fall as it's bracing for the statewide property tax referendum in November. City CFO Amy Lavoie tells the PNJ that the freeze, along with cuts to overtime and cost of living raises, starts September 1st. This comes as the city faces lower than expected revenue, even without the tax measure passing. City Council also voted to keep the current millage rate for now, although some members were divided on whether to lower it before a final budget vote. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with Candy, who's got our traffic on the fives.
A couple of accidents to watch out for, but it looks like emergency crews on scene. They're not blocking anything. 9 Mile and Beulah Road showing an accident. That's near that Publix. And then Pine Forest and Godwin, which is near Zaxby's and the Walmart shopping center there. And those are the only slowdowns that I'm seeing. And again, I think that's emergency vehicles on scene, not showing any other delays. 437-1620, if you see that accident or slowdown, it's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Candy. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a high chance of rain today, 80% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, periods of heavy tropical rains, followed by cloudy and breezy conditions as Tropical Storm Bertha moves to our south. We're expecting highs today near 90 degrees, with temperatures overnight dropping near 76. We're also going to be looking at high surf and a high rip current risk throughout the next couple of days. Going into Wednesday, 70% chance of those periods of heavy showers and thunderstorms, then cloudy skies and breezy conditions, high near 90 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richard from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 77 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump is imposing an additional 50% tariff on certain goods from Canada, including wine, hockey sticks, and cement. The White House said the duties are in response to the country's discriminatory treatment of American products. Nvidia's stock is up by more than 2% after Nvidia disclosed a 9.3% stake in the NeoCloud. The Amsterdam-based company has emerged as one of Europe's leading NeoClouds providing AI compute and has inked multiple deals with tech giants this year amid massive infrastructure spending. Vessel traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has slumped since President Trump's blockade took effect last week, with ship owners increasingly avoiding the waterway as fighting between the U.S. and Iran intensifies. Lloyd's List Intelligence recorded just 53 vessel transits in the week through July 20th. That's down 66% from the previous week. Futures have risen ahead of corporate earnings later this morning. Dow futures up by more than 200 points. NASDAQ futures up by more than 300 points. That's Your Money Now.
The board recommends approving.
Regarding that seat on the committee, we're promoting.
To boost quarterly earnings.
Every day, shareholders meet to discuss important matters about the companies you invest in. Now you can easily make your voice heard. Vanguard Investor Choice gives you a say in the companies you invest in. With just a few taps, you can set your proxy voting preference for your index funds. Visit Vanguard.com/investor choice to learn more. Vanguard investors own shares of our index funds, which own shares of the companies they invest in. Available for Vanguard index funds that participate in Investor Choice. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Drip Drop is doctor-developed, proven fast hydration that helps your body and mind work better. Trusted by firefighters, medical professionals, and over 90% of top college and pro sports teams, Drip Drop is engineered to hydrate faster and more effectively than water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. Stock up now at DripDrop.com and use promo code Radio20 for 20% off your first order. That's DripDrop.com, promo code Radio20 for 20% off your first order. Head to DripDrop.com now and use promo code Radio20.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own On the Rocks takes all your musical favorites, shakes it up, twists it, then adds their own unique and special flavors and serves it to you on the rocks. And don't miss the Gulfside Market, making its return to Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7
on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
I've always looked at this rollback rate and thought, oh, that would be dangerous to do. It would be hard. It'd be tough. But the fact is, we're facing a potential massive reduction in the amount of property tax we have come in. And there is part of me that thinks, well, what if we went to the rollback rate? Would that be something that would be better prepare us for the future? So, you know, I'm definitely anxious to hear from my fellow council members, since we now have to do a two-thirds vote on this. I think we've always voted on the millage rate. It's always been unanimous, I think. But this is the first year I've even considered that, even though it would hurt a lot, that we consider the rollback rate.
Charles Baer speaking at Thursday City Council meeting about the millage rate, or the a mill is just a tenth of a percent, if you want to think of it that way. So one mill on a $100,000 home is $100. Okay, just take your property value, taxable amount, and take off the thousands, and that's your millage per mill. And in the city of Pensacola, it's what, right around four, if memory serves. I should know, but I don't. I know Dave was just reporting on this in the bottom of the hour news. And that's why I wanted to play this, actually, because I thought it was an interesting conversation. And I thought Charles Baer got the analysis exactly upside down, which I thought was weird because, you know, what he's saying is I've always rollback rate. Let me back up. The rollback rate is predicated on the idea, or is the idea, that if your property value goes up, the rollback rate is the percent or the millage you would set your property taxes at in order to collect the same amount of money on the higher value of a home. So just to keep the math as simple as possible, if you had four mills, okay, and your home doubled in value, the rollback rate would be two mills because it would be in half. Okay, that's how that works. The idea is you take the millage times your property value and you get a number. And the rollback rate is to roll back the millage to the amount that would produce the same total revenue from the taxpayers, okay? Now, in Florida, there's this weird state law that says that if you do not implement the rollback rate, which rarely happens, I mean, municipalities, cities, and counties rarely do the rollback rate, almost never. They usually just hold the millage constant is the most common result. Same for the school boards, typically, unless in Escambia County, like they raised it this last year. But that's a different story. The point is that then almost nobody does the rollback rate. But in Florida, there's a rule that says, or a law that says, if you don't use the rollback rate, you are obligated to advertise the millage as a tax increase. The theory there is because people are paying more dollars, even though they're paying the same rate, they're paying more dollars, that constitutes a tax increase because guess what? Your tax bill goes up in dollars. Therefore, you have to advertise that as a tax increase, and you have to handle it differently than, you know, than just, you know, than reducing the millage would be. You don't have to advertise that as a tax increase. Even if you roll it back a little bit and it's higher than the rollback rate, you know, like instead of going from 4 to 2, you went from 4 to 3, you still have to advertise that as a tax increase because you're still going to pay more, even though it's going to be less than on the percentage. Okay, that's all just background. In order to understand the comments that Charles Baer is making, which is he likes the idea of the rollback rate, keeping people's property taxes constant in dollar amount, because, you know, he likes that idea, but he doesn't want to do it this year with the property tax referendum coming. Or maybe this year we should do it because now is the time to prepare for it, he says. What? If you're worried about the referendum passing, now is not the time to roll back because the referendum is going to automatically reduce everybody's taxable base. If you move the millage down and then people have less taxable value of their homes because of a higher homestead exemption, you've double whammied yourself. So it's not like move it down, and then maybe it passes, and we'll have prepared. No. The way to prepare is to keep it at its current level, or even maybe to raise it a little bit. I'm not advocating for that, but I thought Charles got it exactly wrong. Casey Jones comes in and kind of explains it, and I thought got it correct.
I'm kind of in the same place. This was the year that I was thinking it'd be interesting to look at doing the rollback rate and seeing if we could, cut things back and do that. But if we do and then this does pass, then I don't want us to be looking at having to raise millage rates.
And that's what they'd have to do.
Because of it.
Almost certainly.
Right now, I think the best thing to do is to keep the current rate.
If you cut the rate or you reduce the rate to last year, so you're taking the same dollar value, and then the amendment passes and the total taxable base in the city shrinks dramatically or the county shrinks dramatically, you're going to have to increase taxes to make up for it somehow. Now, here's a couple of thoughts, though, about preparing for this. And he was right, and they wound up voting 7-0 to keep the millage the same, okay? Which is, that doesn't mean it's being kept the same for sure. It just means that's the maximum it can be now. They cannot raise it because there's this weird rule about how the first meeting is where you set the maximum millage, and then the second meeting you set the actual millage. You can reduce it. You can't increase it, if you want to think about it that way. So they still have to decide what the final is going to be. And yeah, I think Charles was the one saying, this doesn't handcuff us later if we want to lower it. Okay, two other things maybe to think about when it comes to property taxes this year and what counties and cities are going to be doing with all of this. We have two big votes in Escambia and Santa Rosa where we're talking about renewing the local option sales tax and talking about the property tax referendum. And it's entirely possible that voters will, not pass the local option sales tax and sales taxes will go down, which means revenue goes down. And also your pocketbook stays a little bit bigger. And then property taxes will vote to increase the homestead exemption. And therefore, again, you'll keep more money and the county and the city will lose a bunch of money. Those are entirely possible. One thought about all of this is show the voters you can be trusted with the money, get into an austerity mode now, try to generate some goodwill by doing a bunch of right behaviors now. I think that's probably a futile exercise because I think the people that are going to vote either against the local option sales tax or for the property tax referendum, I don't know, they can be persuaded, by that kind of behavior. I think that they're very generally very anti-government in the way of we just want more of our money, and that's very understandable. I understand that very much. So that's one thing I don't think will work. I do think they have an opportunity, though, to create some maybe non-catastrophic results, and I'll tell you about that in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, and it's insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs, too, now, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Watching a couple of accidents this morning, although it doesn't look like it's slowing anything down, but you may see emergency crews on scene. Near the Publix at 9 Mile in Beulah, there was an accident. And then Pine Forest and Godwin, which is over by the fairgrounds. And again, just watch for emergency crews on scene. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. So here's my, kind of my idea that local politicians might consider doing. And I don't know if it'll work. But if you really want to avoid the property tax referendum passing, and the problem is that it's going to be a statewide vote. This really should be a local counties and cities should vote on their own. But, you can't fix that now. That's just it's baked in, right? It's going to be a statewide. But if you really wanted to maybe have a chance of persuading people to not go for the homestead exemption increase on the property taxes, what you could say is, OK, if you don't pass it, we will implement this policy, which will still help reform property taxes. Like, offer them a deal. Just say, look, we want you not to pass this, and if it doesn't pass, we'll be in a healthy enough position compared to if it does pass that we can afford to cut here and there, and we can afford to maybe change the millage for next year or whatever. Just offer a deal, basically. I mean, pay them off. Because the concern is going to be this is going to be catastrophic for budgeting and for services. They're going to have to cut services. And if you don't want that to happen, give them a reason not to vote for it. I don't have any great ideas about what shape that would take, but that's an approach. Okay. Same thing for the local option sales tax. Although, frankly, I think that's got a pretty good chance of passing in both counties. I don't think that one's in as much jeopardy. I know the politicians are all very nervous about that one. But I think people grasp the idea of having other people pay for our stuff. You know, if a third of the revenue that comes from local option sales tax comes from people who are not from Escambia and Santa Rosa County, then we count that as a win. That's other people paying for our stuff, so that's good. One last thought on all this, just to button it up, is the notion of whether it's a tax increase or not is a philosophical argument, okay? It's a language argument, if you prefer. And I know what people say. In fact, I've got somebody I'm texting back and forth with right now. It says, yeah, it's annoying because if they keep the same millage, my property taxes go up. And to which I say, I understand. It's what people have often called an unrealized gain, because just since your home value goes up doesn't mean you actually have more money. You know, it's something you haven't sold your house yet, and so you don't actually have any more money to pay the increased taxes with, right? I totally get you. I'm with you, not disagreeing. But I don't think it's right to call that a property tax increase, and here's why. Because if the sales tax stays the same, which it does, and you spend more money next year, did your taxes go up? That's not how we talk. No, the tax rate stayed the same. You just spent more money. Did you pay more dollars? Yeah, of course. But did your taxes go up? Again, it's a linguistic quibble. You paid more money, but you didn't pay more percentage. So in one sense, you did pay more. In another sense, we don't talk about you as having paid more. And given the fact that money is always diminishing in value, we call that inflation. If you paid in 2020 $7 next year, a higher dollar volume than you pay in 2026, you know, did your taxes go up? Well, I don't know. How much is the 2027 dollar worth versus the 2026 dollar? You see what I'm saying? Like, there are ways to say that it's not even a tax increase, even if the amount goes up. And I'll give you some comparison examples. You all work a job. Well, unless you own a business, but let's say you work a job and you pay income tax, right? If you get a raise this year, but you didn't change tax brackets, your federal taxes would be higher or lower or the same compared to this year. Well, in dollars, higher. If you go from making 80 to 100, but you're still paying the same rate, you paid more dollars. True. Did they raise your taxes? We don't say so. We say they kept your taxes the same. Why? Because we mean it in two different frames of reference. The frame of reference of share or percentage is the way we usually talk about this stuff. The frame of reference of dollars is not the way we usually talk about it. If, on the other hand, you were paying an MSBU for fire service and it was $200 a year and they raised it to $300 a year, you'd call that a tax increase. Wait a minute, Andrew, I thought you said as a share. No, it's how we talk. We talk in two different ways about what is an increase, what is a decrease, what is it saying the same. And that's all I'm saying. So people who say, well, I'm irritated at the county for raising my taxes even though they kept the millage the same. It's a linguistic argument, okay? Don't be so high and mighty about that. 652 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fish and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Santa Rosa, I'm Jill Broxson-Teston, and I'm running for school board. As a parent of four children in our public schools, I have a personal stake in ensuring every student receives a quality education. Our district faces real financial challenges, and we need creative, responsible solutions that put students first while supporting the educators who help them succeed every day. Together, we can build strong schools, support our teachers, and prepare our kids for the future. I'm Jill Broxson-Teston, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3. Get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hal, despite your enormous intellect, are you ever frustrated by your dependence on people to carry out actions?
Not in the slightest bit. I enjoy working with people.
She don't care about my car. And she don't care about my money. And that's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me. Not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford using out my ears.
Good morning, 6:56 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Candy has traffic on the fives.
I heard that in like 20 years.
You're welcome.
What a great song. This is brought to you by Disney's Little Mermaid. It's at PLT from July 20th, well, now through August 9th, Journey Under the Sea with a theatrical take on the classic Disney movie. Tickets available at the box office or PensacolaLittleTheater.com. And watching a couple of accidents, but again, no roadblocks this morning. It looks like everything is fine, but near Publix at 9 Mile and Beulah and near the fairgrounds at Pine Forest and Godwin. Those are the only slowdowns I'm seeing right now. Taking a look at Board Pensacola NAS, the front gate is just starting to back up over the bridge, 437-1620. You see that accident or slowdown, Candy, with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. A couple of quick notes. One is the video that somebody had sent me after the low pass last Wednesday from number three at the beach. I had posted, shared like 500 times, and then the original creator of it had requested that I take it down, and I said, yeah, I mean, okay. I didn't own it. I thought it was okay to use, but, you know, if you own it, that's fine. That's your choice. She got a hold of me yesterday and said, it's okay to go ahead and repost it. And I'm like, oh, fantastic. And I don't want to get in all the reasons or whatever. I thought they were actually interesting reasons. But it is now reposted both at our News Radio Facebook page and on my Facebook page. It's honestly, it's one of the best ones I've seen, and that's why I was kind of sad that I had to take it down. But because it shows the after effect. Like, most of the videos focus on the jet, because if you're shooting video, you shoot the jet. Well, this person was shooting the jet and then actually panned right afterwards to be able to see all the stuff that happened because it ran underneath it. And so it's one of the few ones that really shows the cause and effect in the incident. The other thing, what was the other thing? Bertha is now a tropical storm, swirling at 50 miles an hour. We're going to have off and on, you know, it's not a lot of effect. It's going to be just like yesterday where we're going to get rain here and there, and there's some wind, and they've closed off Fort Pickens, you know, all that. It's moving west, northwest, 5 miles an hour, slow mover, not likely to intensify into a hurricane, but we are, of course, keeping an eye on it. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump will be at Dover Air Force Base today when the remains of two U.S. soldiers killed in the Iranian attacks in Jordan over the weekend are returned home. The attack also left another soldier missing. A preliminary hearing begins today for the singer David, but spelled with a four, who's accused in the death of 14-year-old Celeste Hernandez. Four Avid, yeah.
Dave four?
D for Avid. It's very odd spelling of David.
yeah, I know. There's a murder. It's not that funny. All right, yeah. Go on, David. Not, FIFA. Not the same David, by the way.
No, no, not the same David. FIFA has officially launched a disciplinary probe after Sunday's post-game melee between Argentina and Spain. That investigation focusing on Argentina's Nahuel Molina and Leandro Paredes.
Well done. David, thanks so much for the update. 659 News Radio 92.3. Oh, I thought this was kind of a... I'm just going to tell you, I don't often get to do stories where I'm like, I think maybe China's got it right on this, but this is definitely one of those stories. There's a guy in China, a former power broker, who just got one of the harshest penalties for graft. He accepted more than 2.2 billion yuan, which is about $325 million in bribes over three decades working in economic and technological development. And the sentence for him, execution. Look, if a public official takes a third of $1 billion over the course of his career in graft and grift and embezzlement and abuses power and money laundering, I think that might be
You're
the right answer.
To News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Another night and day of U.S. and Iran attacks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's from the 10th straight night of American bombing in Iran. U.S. Central Command posted video of the airstrikes hitting command centers, air defense, and missile and drone launch sites. And as Fox's Jonathan Savage reports, Iran retaliated again.
The Kuwaiti government says crucial power and desalination plants have been damaged by Iran's latest attack. It's the fourth day in a row in which Kuwaiti infrastructure has come under fire. Iran's also targeted U.S. military sites in Bahrain and Jordan, and another fuel tanker has been hit in the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Pakistan is trying to get peace efforts back on track. It's hosting Iran's interior minister for talks to salvage the crumbling interim deal.
President Trump posted on Truth Social, every time Iran kills an American soldier, they'll pay for that killing many times over. Three U.S. troops died in an Iranian attack in Jordan last week, another killed in Iraq Saturday. Later this morning, another part of the conflict to be addressed when Lebanon's president goes to the White House, where Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
Lebanon's military is moving into what is called pilot zones in the country's south as part of a deal negotiated with the Trump administration and Israel. Under the agreement, Lebanon's military will assume control of security in some villages, ensuring his Hezbollah does not have a presence as part of a broader Israeli withdrawal. President Trump has put pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to wind down strikes inside Lebanon.
Now, the president's also turning up the trade tension with Canada, imposing 50% tariffs on many Canadian imports that'll go into effect in a month, retaliating to Canada's tariffs on American products like dairy and alcohol that were in retaliation to initial Trump tariffs. Tropical Storm Bertha, very slowly churning south of Florida's panhandle as it moves toward land, maybe Thursday in Louisiana. Could flood coastal areas.
Here on Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans, we could see 1 to 3 feet of storm surge.
That's Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell. America's listening to Fox News.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion. And when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids Max Strength. Its dual active formula has 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. 1,500 milligrams is our highest amount of antacid per tablet. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You're great at protecting your data, but lots of places could still expose you to identity theft.
I thought I was safe.
If that happens, LifeLock gives you a U.S.-based restoration agent who will stick by your side from start to finish. Phone calls, filing documentation, preparing insurance claims, your agent handles it all. In fact, we're so confident, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Isn't it nice to have someone like that on your side? Save up to 30% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
It is primary day in Arizona, where the polls will open in an hour.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, is running for re-election, and Republicans are hoping to pick up the seat. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs, Congressman David Schweikert, and two businessmen are vying for the chance to challenge Hobbs. Biggs has been endorsed by President Trump, as well as Turning Point Action. Since Schweikert is running in the gubernatorial primary, several Republicans are running to replace him in the 1st District, including Trump-backed former NFL kicker Jay Feely. And in the state's 4th District, four-term incumbent Democratic Congressman Greg Stanton faces a far-left challenge from a self-described Democratic socialist who has criticized Stanton for supporting Israel. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In South Carolina, a filing period opens today for Republicans who want to run for Senate in the special primary next month to replace late Senator Lindsey Graham as the nominee. His sister Darlene, who was appointed to the Senate to fill out the rest of his current term, wants to run, telling Fox's Hannity.
Will it be difficult? Yes, absolutely.
So you're inclined to get in, or have you even made a final decision?
I've made a decision.
You're in.
I'm in.
Senator Darlene Graham says her brother worked so hard for so long she can't let that work die. Two more successful appeals in Michigan and the plot targeting Michigan's governor.
A state appeals court set aside the convictions of Pete Musico and Paul Bellar on technical grounds after the court said kidnapping is not an underlying violent felony that can support a conviction under Michigan's terrorism law. Another co-defendant's conviction was thrown out last month. The three men were not charged with having a direct role in the plot to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but they had been members of a paramilitary group.
That's Fox's Lisa Lucera. On Wall Street, rising stock futures suggest gains at the opening bell.